This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Well, hello again and welcome back to All Time Awesome Forgotten Tracks. I'm Dave Walker, listening on 104.7 FM, 1431 AM. Great to have you here for this little one-hour show of mine, where I play music really from across the world and from all sorts of genres. Today really is a show that is dedicated to the songs of conscience, a journey through the moments where music became the sound of history really being written. The songs we'll hear today are not just radio hits, many of them are in fact big hits, but a snapshot really in terms of the human courage and desperation of the time, and in some cases, the low points of humanity. We'll be really travelling through some various places around the world, the grimy streets of Soweto and the falling of the Berlin Wall. We're going to start today in 1989. A number of decades, the Iron Curtain had divided East and West. But as the world watched the Soviet bloc really beginning to crumble, a German rock band captured the sudden, really electric hope that existed for that part of the world. With a simple whistle and a power ballad that echoed right across Europe, this is the Scorpions from the 1989 Crazy World album, Winds of Change.
We could be so close, like brothers.
The unofficial global anthem for the end of the Cold War and the peaceful reunification of Germany. Yeah. Okay, well, we bring the conscious right back here to Aotearoa, to the year 2005. Dave Dobbin wrote a song after witnessing the heated national debates around the treatment of refugees. He wanted to write a song that reflected the true spirit of New Zealand and New Zealanders, the concept of manaakitanga, or hospitality, in a world increasingly defined by us versus them. This track really acts as a gentle form of sort of resistance, advocating for kindness and respect. Here's Dave Dobbin with Welcome Home.
Sacrifice much to be here. Therefore, the graces I offer my hand. Welcome home. I bid you welcome. I bid you welcome. Welcome home. From the bottom of my heart. she sings where the mountains marry high and high. There's a cloud full into these isles, just playing chase with the sun. And it's black and it's white.
Dave Dublin reminding us that when we get to that fork in the road, the Manaakitanga Trail is by far the best trail to take. Yes. Okay, we're going to stay down in this neck of the woods for our next track. We head now across the Tasman. It's 1987. Midnight Oil have just released an album that demanded Australia really look at the displacement of its Indigenous people. Beds Are Burning was a high octane sort of demand for land rights, famously performed by the band in their sorry suits during the Sydney Olympics. It's really a fierce, sort of uncompromising piece of conscious rock that asks the burning question, how can we sleep while our world is turning? Here is Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning, from the Diesel and Dust album, 87.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak.
Give it back.
Diesel and Dust was the album. Beds Are Burning, 87, Midnight Oil. The band actually did wear black outfits with the word sorry prominently emblazoned right across the front of them during their performance of that song at the closing ceremony of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. Yeah. Our first visit today to the music of Simple Minds will take us to South Africa. We can't have a show about conscience without having Simple Minds prominently in the show. Yeah. Originally written by Peter Gabriel, this song was transformed by the band into a sort of a stadium-sized prayer for a man called Steve Biko, the anti-apartheid activist whose death in police custody in 1977 sparked a global outcry. It's a haunting tribute, really, to a man whose spirit couldn't be broken by walls. Here is Simple Minds with Biko.
Thank you.
Biko off the Streets Fighting Years album, track 10 there, yeah, and I'm going to be coming back to that album. A fantastic album. I had the privilege of actually seeing Simple Minds at the end of the year, Hogmanay Festival that's held every New Year's Eve in Edinburgh underneath the castle. Outstanding concert, and I'll always remember it, yeah. Okay, well, moving on to 1987, Sting, he wrote a song that reflected the tragedy of the Contra War in Nicaragua. It's this song deals with the idea of machismo and violence and how quickly a human life can be extinguished. Machismo is that strong sense of masculine pride and an exaggerated display of traditional male behaviour. Yeah, so he wrote a very delicate Spanish-influenced track that reminds us that beneath the political rhetoric and the borders of countries, we are all essentially pretty vulnerable. This one's come from the collection of the Best Fields of Gold album. Here is Sting with Fragile.
Thank you. precious stays away. Something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch a lifetime's argument. But nothing comes from violence, and nothing ever could. For all I was born beneath an angry star. Lest we forget how fragile we are. Tears from a star, like tears from a star. On and on the rain will say how fragile we are, how fragile we are.
No Room for Machismo. Yes, How Fragile Life is a wonderful track there from the Best of Fields of Gold album by Sting, released in 87. Yeah. Okay, well, no show on protest music really can be complete without the man who defined the modern era of the social song. In 63, a very young Bob Dylan asked a series of questions that became really the blueprint for the civil rights movement. This one's a song that doesn't really provide easy answers, but instead insists that the answers are right in front of us if we choose to see them. This one is the immortal Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The repetitive question that we get asked for decades and decades now. 6 decades that track is old. Plus, actually, yes. And keeps asking the same question, doesn't he? And I'm not sure whether we've got, well, any answers yet. work in progress, yeah. Okay, we're going to return to the Street Fighting Years album with Simple Minds. This track was composed specifically for Nelson Mandela's 70th birthday tribute at Wembley Stadium. At a time when Mandela was still behind bars and apartheid was a word that shamed the world, really, that this song helped amplify the global pressure that eventually led to his freedom. This is Simple Minds and Mandela Day.
sets Mandela on his way. It's been 25 years around this very day. From the one outside to the ones inside, we Mandela free. Na 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 Mandela day. Na 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 Mandela's free. Du, 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 du.
Mandela eventually being freed, of course, and going on to lead South Africa, and certainly no mean part of that was the that song that really resonated with so many people, didn't it? Okay, we're going back to Dylan now. 79, a gospel sort of rock track that he put out marked really his turn towards born-again Christianity, and sort of acted really as a cultural and political critique of power. In fact, funnily enough, even prompting John Lennon to write a very cheeky rebuttal to this track. The song's called Gotta Serve Somebody, and Lennon wrote, Serve Yourself.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns. And you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks.
but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Now, you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Yes, John Lennon cheekily sort of saying, serve yourself. Dylan never actually formally responding to that. The two men actually had some argy-bargy verbally across those years, and but yes, Dylan not responding. Yeah. Okay, we're heading into this sort of quiet voice of Tracy Chapman. She burst on the scene in 1988 with nothing but an acoustic guitar and a story about the working poor and the cycle of poverty that existed around them. Released just as the sort of Reagan-Thatcher era was nearing its end, this one was a whisper that sort of built into a roar for the marginalised people of the world. This one is called Talking About a Revolution.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run. Finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. servers, armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no.
Tracy Chapman, always considered to be a singer for the people, yes. Okay, well, we're going to finish today with this track once more from the Simple Minds album, Street Fighting Years, and this one's a biggie. The band really used a traditional Irish folk melody to address the very deep and jagged wounds of the Troubles that were in Northern Ireland. It is really an epic that starts in the silence of mourning and then ends really with a powerful plea for peace, a reminder that conflict always leaves behind the child who must find their way on. So I'm going to leave you today with Belfast Child. It's a wonderful track of Simple Minds, and it's a good way to go out too with Simple Minds actually touring New Zealand at the moment. I'm Dave Walker. You've been listening to All Time Awesome Forgotten Tracks. Catch the show here on podcast and other shows if you've missed them. And I'll see you here hopefully next week. Thanks for tuning in. Here is Belfast Child, Simple Minds. Bye now.
Said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast Child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd. All my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast Child sings again. When the Belfast Child sings again. We'll be right back.
One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. When the Belfast child sings again.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.